today is the 17th of April, 1969, and I'm sitting in my so-called room, taking a few hours off from work, and I thought I'd make you another tape. I know it has been a while since I taped to you, I guess a week and a day. I'm well, I'm fine, as usual, have been working very, very hard, and I'm sure this will be the story the whole year long. I did receive some mail from you. I maybe mentioned this last time, I received your colorful stationery. Sure was loud. And I also received a bunny, the bunny you mentioned, a big chocolate bunny from Don. It was in 1,000 pieces, the same as the previous bunnies he has sent me at Easter time. But it was good, and it was fresh, and I ate it all. Most of the food here, even though it is in cans, sealed and what have you, it is stale. And I think this is due to the hot weather and the humidity. I did manage to find some tea bags a couple of days ago. I had some tea bags when I came over. Remember I took some? Well, they got me through a couple of weeks. And then I didn't have any because there were tea bags available in the club, but they were so stale, really bad, that I had to throw them away. The tea didn't taste well at all. So for a week or two, I was without tea, which is no big calamity, really. But now I have Toxon tea. That means I have quite a bit. So that's good. I had my supervisor, the other Ann Campbell. She stands 4 feet 9 inches. She came up on the 15th, the morning of the 15th, and she left today, this morning. She was on a 2-day inspection, and I was pleased to have her. Of course, she was aware of some things, but many things she did not know about in detail, and we went over a lot. I wish she could have stayed 2 or 3 more days. We had so many interruptions that it was hard to cover many of the things I wanted to cover. But what I'm trying to say is, I know what to do and how to do it. It's just a matter of, will it take the whole year to get it done? We discussed many things, and she agrees that almost a total change must take place. And I have already started this change. I think I may have mentioned I closed the club down for 2.5 days to get some painting done. I didn't get all of it done because I simply don't have any more paint. I'm working on it, though. I have been scrounging up everything I can get my hands on. But in order to paint, even I did some painting. But we didn't have brushes, and we didn't have the rollers, and we didn't have any paint, not to mention the manpower that's needed. Well, I did manage to get some of these things, but everything is a struggle. And now I have found out that I asked for an electrical survey done in the club, and that has not been done completely yet, but the club has been operating on 110 power, which is not sufficient when you have 9 air conditioners that need to operate on 220 power. So, of course, this is similar to problems I have had in Korea, where the club is vulnerable to fire, because we are overloading the circuits. We do not have adequate wiring. Again, this is the fault of whoever was in charge of building these clubs. You have to bear with the noise in the background. These are the choppers flying over, Remember, I am sitting in my room, and sometimes it sounds like I am sitting out on the runway. These choppers go all day and all night. And in addition, we have the artillery that goes sometimes all day and all night. The artillery is outgoing, Duchess. I won't lie to you, we've had some incoming, but nothing to be concerned about, and they are rare and few between. But we do have a lot of planes that have missions into the Delta, and a lot of it is medical evacuation, things of that nature. So the one thing we have ample of is noise and dust. You get used to it. You don't think you will when you come, I'm sure, but it only takes a couple of nights, and then all the noise in the world doesn't seem to bother you. I've been fortunate. I still jump up when the alarm clock goes off. You get tuned to certain noises, I guess. So, I remember, I'm sitting in my room. I'm not outside, but that's how loud the planes are when they go over. Anyway, let's see. I really enjoyed your last tape. That was the one telling me of the visit Bree and Henry made to your house. And it sounded like everyone was having a good time. And it was a lot of fun to sit and listen to it. I'm very happy you enjoyed my slides. I wish now that I had written more descriptive details of those slides, where they were, names of places. There just never seems to be the time to do the things you want to do. But someday, who knows, maybe we'll catch up. Again, I'm glad that you're pleased with the painting. I imagine Bee and Henry were too, from what you commented on. And this is pretty wonderful that they can come down for 2 days and enjoy themselves so much and appreciate what you do have and share it with you. I think this is very nice. And I was glad to hear Bee and Henry and Ruth speak on the tape recorder. Everyone, again, sounded like they were enjoying themselves, and this is good. Let's see. I'm trying to recall other things you told me on the tape, things about the neighbors. And I know you have contacted some of my relatives, and I'm very grateful for all of that. Please tell Auntie Lizzie I'm fine, very well, I really am. And I probably will never get to write them, Duchess. I just can't get around to it. I have a birthday card here for little Bruce that I bought on his birthday, which was the 4th of April. And I still have not gotten around to writing a note in it. And the 15th of April was my brother's birthday. I did not forget. I remembered it days before, and I still remember it. And yet, I just have not gotten around to getting a card for him or writing a few lines. As I started to tell you, my supervisor was up here for the 2 days, and that kept me pretty busy. From early in the morning until very late or early the next morning sometimes. We were lucky. We got a couple of social engagements in, if you can call them social. We did go over and have a drink with Colonel Cornwell. He had his officers over to his BOQ for a few drinks and a barbecued steak charcoaled outside, which was very nice. And then that was on Tuesday night, and then last night, Sergeant Major David from 222nd, I called him up and said, listen, you got to have us over for dinner, because I didn't want Ann to be down the club 2 nights in a row for Linda's sake, because Linda was running the program, and Tuesday night we had planned a large program. It was a horse racing film type thing, and I felt it would be nice if she were not there on the second night so that Linda wouldn't have to worry about running a program or being officially observed. So the sergeant major had a cookout, and a couple of the men played some hoedown music, some, as they say, foot-stomping music. I was there once or twice before for one of these cookouts, and it's a very pleasant situation. And we even got to dance once or twice last night. Of course, we're the only two women. There are no other women on this compound, not American women. So at least that took up some of the time, and I think on the whole she enjoyed herself. And she's very pleased with the things I have done. Of course, with things being so bad, Duchess, no matter what I do, it's going to be good. I mean, it would have to be better. I doubt seriously if things could be done any worse than they have been in the past. So I can only do correct things. I can do no wrong. All the wrong things have been existing right along. So I guess in that sense, sometimes you're better off coming into a mess so that you can straighten it out. It's a good feeling. But it's going to take a while. It's not going to be done in a week or a month. It's going to take several months. And as I may have mentioned, we were supposed to get a third girl, but we're so short. We have only a few coming in, and we have about 10 girls leaving Vietnam in the next 2 months. So I doubt seriously if I'll get a new girl for a couple of months yet. But what's new, right? It's always the same, always a shortage. Talks on work and a few people to do it. But the good Lord willing, we'll make progress. And I think...